Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine yourself alone yourself in a dim, murky room. When you realize there's just one way out, through a securely secured door, your pulse skips a beat. You are holding the key that holds the only means of escape in the palm of your hand. The issue is that you're not sure how to use it. The chamber represents life's uncertainties, worries, and confusions. The gateway that opens to the splendor of God's impeccable timing and benefits is prayer. You can find yourself in this pitch-black chamber, feeling helpless, and not realizing that we have the key to unlock the door. Do I have this key? You may be asking yourself. You do, indeed. God has given you the means and the key to overcome the darkness. We're going to discover how to open that door, cast out the darkness, and enter the magnificent light today. In John 8, verse 12, the scripture says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Let's start by comprehending a few important relationships. We have to come to understand that faith, prayer, and God's timing are not mutually exclusive ideas, but rather intricately related. Jesus told us in the sacred words of Matthew 6, verse 10, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." These three essential components serve as our guidance as we align ourselves with God's divine plan. God and us have a divine partnership rather than a one-way interaction. "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven," said Jesus in Matthew 18, verse 18. His statements are an appeal, a call to prayer, a call to dialogue with God's heavenly authority, and an invitation. It is obvious that we have a duty, an aim, and a function. It is our duty to bind and loose everything on earth, but we must do it carefully and intelligently. James 2:17 tells us unequivocally that it necessitates having unwavering faith in God and following His instructions. Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now, we can enter a life full of faith, hope, and divine purpose once we discover the wisdom and strength that God has placed inside us. Prayer is a straightforward and meaningful dialogue with a loving Father. It is neither a formula nor a routine. When you pray, "Our Father in heaven," as Matthew 6-9 instructs, you can communicate with your heavenly Father in the same way that you do with your earthly parent. With the intimacy and confidence of a child chatting to their father, you are approaching God. Additionally, as Mark 11:24 instructs us, "Whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them," your heart should be saying, "Lord, I trust in you," as you pray. This is blatantly clear. The power of prayer is ignited by your belief. Not only does prayer alter situations, but it also transforms us. Just as Philippians 4:6-7 declare, "Anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." It shapes, refines, and purifies us. That is made possible by prayer. Take Daniel's account, for example, whose prayers were so strong that they kept even the lions at bay. When he prayed and put his trust in God, the lions' mouths were closed. Daniel 6:22-23 tells a very profound story, my friends. Through prayer, what might God open or close for you? Thankfully, Jesus himself imparted prayer instruction to us. Instead of offering a one-size-fits-all blueprint in Luke 11, verses 1 through 4, he gave us a sincere guide that demonstrates the path to the Father's heart. In fact, we could say that he provided us with a prayer guide. Now, doubt can sneak in when it seems like our prayers are going unanswered. But keep in mind that uncertainty is a robber who takes our benefits. James 1-6-7 cautions against letting anyone believe they will receive anything from the Lord if they have doubts. Although it's never easy to wait, getting impatient can cause us to miss God's ideal timing. God tells us to be still and wait patiently for the Lord in Psalm 37-7. His time is always flawless. Furthermore, keep in mind James 4, verse 3, which states that you won't receive if your prayers are focused more on your wishes than on God's will. Orient your prayers towards God's will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And observe his workings. The ability to pray is a treasure that is just waiting to be found. It is our means of survival, our channel to the Creator, and our means of bringing our will into perfect alignment. Let's make a commitment to investigate, accept, and make use of this heavenly force in our lives. We should speak to God as our Father and have unwavering confidence, because prayer is where we discover power, direction, and a relationship with the Almighty. It's interesting how, in the rush of life, we frequently find ourselves tapping our feet anxiously as the seconds pass, wishing for things to happen immediately. But what if I told you that on sometimes, we actually need the wait? What if I told you that God's time is a divine design rather than a coincidental delay? Let us discuss this potent idea. Have you ever had the impression that God's timing is really dissimilar from ours? It is, in fact. With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. According to 2 Peter 3-8, God now perceives time in the context of eternity, whereas we measure it in minutes and hours. Romans 8, verse 28, tells us that God knows what is best for us, and that he wisely arranges everything in our lives. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. In God's hands, what appears to us to be an interminable delay is actually a perfectly timed event. And never forget that his love and compassion are the driving forces behind all of his schemes. He just wants the best for us. To give you a future and hope, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Sometimes waiting is the best course of action for us, my dear friends. These days, waiting might be difficult because everything is expected of us instantaneously. However, the Bible encourages us to be patient and to appreciate the grace of God's timing. According to Isaiah 40:31, those who wait on the Lord will experience a renewal of strength. James 1, verse 4, tells us that waiting is not a sign of passivity, but rather of progress, of building resilience and faith. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be whole and complete, lacking nothing. It is possible to make the waiting worthwhile and profitable by having faith in his plan and relying on his wisdom rather than your own. The Bible is replete with instances when God's timing was essential. Consider Abraham and Sarah, who waited a long time for a child, until Isaac was born at the precise moment appointed by God. Think about Joseph, whose dreams appeared dashed. But God's timing fulfilled them and elevated him to a position of authority in Egypt. Remember how Moses, a shepherd by trade who became a deliverer, was picked at just the right time to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. These tales all serve as a reminder that God's timing is not a hindrance, but rather a doorway to his goodness. Loved one, let us learn to accept God's perfect timing. Let us let go of our impatience and control-seeking tendencies and submit to God's perfect plan, for it is in his timing that we find our fulfillment, joy, and purpose. Where can we find strength and stability in a world full of turbulence and uncertainty? How can the winds of change be surmounted? A strong relationship with God, faith in prayer, and acceptance of his ideal timing for change are the keys to the solution. Now, developing a deep relationship with God takes time. It requires time and work, just like any relationship. We need to spend time with him in prayer, dialogue, and listening, as verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians 5 encourages. Be thankful in all situations and pray without ceasing, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As we discuss developing a connection with God via prayer, one may wonder how we can put our trust in someone we don't know. By studying God's Word, we get to know him better. We discover his nature, his Word, and his love for us in the Scriptures. Establishing a solid foundation of faith is facilitated by gaining a deeper comprehension of God. As stated in Romans 12, verse 2, when we renew our minds through the Word of God, we experience personal change. This trust is transformative rather than static. Let's now examine some doable actions for praying and trusting God's timeline. How can we actually put our trust into practice is the question. Starting with daily commitment is the first step. You can join us on our YouTube channel or complete a daily devotional at home. Let's take a look at Daniel as an example. Daniel, according to Daniel 6, verse 10, was a man of unshakable prayer, praying three times a day. Is it possible for me to develop a daily prayer practice as well? In addition to prayer, we should read and consider God's Word, letting it illuminate our way. Psalm 119-105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Finally, life doesn't have to be a lonely journey. Let's not travel through it alone. Let's help and inspire one another to love and act morally. Together, we grow stronger and get the support we require. Friends, trust is more than just a word to us. It's a way of life and a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. Furthermore, I should inform you that God is the only one who can keep your faith. No one else will. Therefore, strengthen your relationship with God by studying his word and praying. In Psalm 20, verse 7, David states, "We trust in the name of the Lord our God, but some people trust in chariots and some people trust in horses." Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord," is another powerful lesson about trust. We are urged to put our trust in the Lord. Make a daily commitment. We learn to wait on God's timing and trust that he works everything out for our good and our partnership with him. You now know how to rely on God's perfect timing as well as the power of prayer. I implore you to actively pray, have faith in God's schedule, and surrender your life to his transformative power. Let us now go in prayer to the Lord, everyone within the range of my voice. To get all of this prayer's blessings, I would like you to pray it alongside me. Let's pray to our loving Father, Heavenly Father, who is the author and finisher of our faith. I come to you today with an open heart, prepared to follow the path you have shown me. How precious is your word, Lord! I come to you in thanksgiving and acknowledge the power and chance you have given me via prayer. I am grateful for your impeccable timing, Jane. Lord, I thank you for your love and mercy because I acknowledge that I have frequently failed. I recognize, Father, that prayer is a dialogue with you, an expression of our reliance and faith in you, rather than just asking. I now accept the prayer key that you so kindly sent to me. I promise to use this key out of a desire to connect with you, learn more about you, and align my will with your divine, will rather than out of self-interest. Lord, I know that your time is not ours. You see everything from the beginning to the conclusion, and in your boundless knowledge, you create beauty in everything. Father, please teach me to wait patiently and obediently in the knowledge that your plans for me are far greater than anything I could have imagined. Please help me to emerge from the shadow of my worries and fears and enter the brightness of your timing. Lord Jesus, I am aware that even one step can start a road of trust and transformation. I promise to walk with you in taking that step today. I choose to live a life of love, hope, and faith because I know that you will lead me through all of life's decisions, trials, joys, and sorrows. Almighty God, grant me the awareness that I am walking alongside you as I open the door and enter your light. May I rely more on your comprehension than on my own. May your love and blessings transform our lives and show the world how powerful they are. Lord, please assist me to encourage others to come seek you out, get to know you, and discover the transformative power of faith in you. I am grateful for your unwavering love, guidance, support, and unceasing assistance. May your word illuminate my way, your love fill my heart, and your spirit give me the strength to walk in your blessings as I travel with you. Assist me in using the power you have bestowed upon me to bind and release on earth. I swear to uphold these beliefs for all of eternity. Please fill me again with your Holy Spirit and guide me into all truth. We pray in the name of Jesus, indeed. Please enter Amen in the space provided for comments if this message blessed you. By clicking the like button and forwarding the video to friends and family, you can assist us in reaching more people and sharing the gospel. In addition, don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more heartwarming and spirit-uplifting videos. Thank you so much for your support. You truly are a blessing. Please use the comment box to share your requests for prayers so that we can bring them before God in order to get your blessings and success. We also extend an invitation to other believers worldwide and on the YouTube platform to join us in prayer for you immediately. Glory be to God alone. In the name of Jesus, I announce that you are now blessed with every outcome of this prayer. I pray that you all experience the grace and serenity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.